Hey everybody, my name's Daniel, and I'll be doing a new podcast here, basically breaking down sports analysis picks, and I'll go through every game, basically break it down to as far as I can, and tell you what your best pick would be, and if you're honestly into betting, this would be your ideal spot to listen in. So, basically what I'm going to break down is football, baseball, hockey, and basketball. Now, unfortunately, there's no football or baseball right now, but when those seasons starts, of course, yeah, we'll break them down. So currently right now we got hockey and basketball. I might do a little bit of soccer depending on the day or what type of games are going on. But in most cases, soccer is a bit hard to do because, again, that can go anyway. But I'll do my best. Feel free. If you guys want to take my advice, take my advice. I mean, whatever money you make is up to you. And just inside, I'm just not responsible for any like atrocious gambling or whatever. So stop the chase, guys. Anyway, so basically how I'm going to base my plays are on units. Basically, for every unit will be considered either you can take it as a $10 play or a $100 play. So I'll basically say, okay, this is worth a three unit play. And yeah, so you can basically interpret it whichever way you want. You can do it for even dollars if you like. So today is March 7th, so I'm going to be doing the Friday-Saturday picks. Usually I'm going to do this podcast about once a week. I'm not really going to do it more than once a week because, I mean, the best games are usually towards the weekend if you're going to plan on making a little bit of money. But, yeah, so first off, we're going to start. So let's go to basketball first. I need to do some basketball first. Now, first game we got Memphis and Chicago. They're playing in Chicago, honestly, with Memphis with a record of 34-26. And Chicago basically with the same record. The only thing is they played one more game. Chicago being fourth in the East and Memphis being ninth in the West. That tells me, it can tell me many things. The last time they played, Chicago beat them 95-91. There's no spread right now. Honestly, guys, the smartest pick would be Chicago on the money line tonight. I wouldn't touch the spread. I'd stay away from it because, honestly, I can see the spread being Chicago by 3.5. Stay away from that. So take Chicago on the money line for two units. My next game, Sacramento, Toronto. They're playing in Toronto. I'm from Toronto. So this game here, almost said Lakers. Toronto's favored by 5.5. It's Rudy Gay's return to Toronto after being traded to Sacramento for Vasquez and Pedersen. I believe they got more out of that deal. I'm not exactly sure. But that 5.5 is huge. Raptors being third in the East, which are going to qualify for a playoff, and Sacro, Inc. 13th in the West. Yikes. I would juice the line and bring the Raptors to 3.5 instead of 5.5. Lay the extra juice. Take the Raptors minus 3.5. So buy two points. Do it for three units. So Raptors minus 3.5, two units. Do it. Next, we've got Charlotte and Cleveland in Charlotte. Both teams in the East. Charlotte 7th in the East. Cleveland 10th in the East. Last time they played, Charlotte beat them by 6, 86-80. And the spread is Charlotte by 5. So, knowing that Charlotte beat them by 6 last time, crazy as this sounds, guys, Cleveland take the 5 points. Cleveland for 5 units. Cleveland for 5 units on the 5 points. It's a big play there. Boston and Brooklyn. That's a big game here. Two bad teams, basically. Brooklyn's favored by 3.5 in Boston. That worries me a little bit because even though Brooklyn won the last one 85-79, Brooklyn being favored by 3, Boston being at home, I would do that for one unit. Boston plus the 3.5. Take a shot on that. But seeing the way Boston's played lately, and then again, Brooklyn is on a 4-game winning streak. Yeah, you know what? Take a shot on Boston tonight. But I still love that Cleveland play. Take Cleveland for the 5. Now we got the Knicks in Utah. Knicks favored by 5. Knicks being favored by 5. Won the last time they played, they won by 7. So, and Utah's lost the last 4. So, honestly, in my opinion, guys, jack the line. Take them on the money line, New York. Do it for 6 units. Because you're going to have to lay about 550. So, do it for about 6 units. Take the juice. New York on the money line tonight. And remember, these are all Friday games, guys. New Orleans, Milwaukee. We've got New Orleans. Yeah, got the line. New Orleans favored by 7.5. Last time they played, it was a 6-point game. So usually they're making spreads, usually about the last time they played. But seeing both teams, that's an ugly one. In my opinion, if anything, I take Milwaukee plus the 7.5, or I would juice New Orleans the 4.5. But let's do Milwaukee plus 7.5, 2 units. Minnesota-Detroit. Minnesota favored by 9. Last time they played, Minnesota 20'd them. So this is kind of a crapshoot game, in my opinion. I mean, looking at both teams, they're both like 9th and 10th in the Eastern. They're just basically saying who's at home. So Detroit being the better team here are dogs by 9. What does that tell me? Detroit on the money line, guys. Yeah, you're going to get plus 6-1 on this one. Do it for 2 units. Detroit on the money line tonight. Portland-Dallas. Dallas favored by 1.5. Seeing that Portland is 5th and Dallas is 8th. Why? Because Dallas is at home. Dallas has lost the last three. Last time they played, Portland actually 20'd them. So this is kind of a sucker's play again, in my opinion, guys. Not Dallas. Portland plus the 1.5. 5 units. Do it. Denver Lakers. Denver's minus 8.5 after the Lakers got 50'd yesterday. Yeah, Denver killed them last time they played, but after the Lakers just got 50'd, I would take a shot. 2 units. Lakers plus 8.5. Do it, guys. Next, we've got Indiana-Houston. Houston favored by 3.5. And this game is in Houston. Indiana beat them in the last time they played. Indiana first, obviously, in the East. Houston third in the West. And we've got Houston favored by 3.5. 5 units. Indiana plus 3.5, guys. That's a gimme. I can't see Indiana losing that one. This one is even better, guys. I love this one. Atlanta, Golden State. No line yet, but last time they played, Golden State took it by a point. Atlanta's lost the last 4 in a row, so that means, in my opinion, Golden State, 10 units, do it. Money line, straight out, 10 units. So, let's go to the Saturday games. Now, these are the Saturday games. So, we've got, there's no lines here, remember this. So, these games, actually, all these teams, other than 2 games, 3 teams are playing. New York-Cleveland, after both coming off a big game from last night, but that's a tough one. Depending on if they both win tonight, I would say take New York. If they both lose again, New York. If they split, take the winner. So if Cleveland wins tonight and New York loses, go with Cleveland, and so on and so forth. Utah-Philadelphia, this is pretty much an easy one. The line's going to be Utah by like 6, even though it's in Philadelphia. Utah, take Utah on the money line, guys. Charlotte-Memphis, tough one again. We're in Memphis. I think they were in Memphis last game. No, they're in Chicago. So coming out of Chicago, now going back home to play Charlotte. Charlotte on the money line, guys. It's ugly. Orlando-San Antonio. Guys, this after San Antonio just killed Miami, I would say take San Antonio. I'm not even going to look at it. Seeing that one team is 19-44 and the other team's 45-16, well, yeah, guys, take San Antonio. I think that's the more logical play out of all this. Milwaukee, Washington, that's a crapshoot. I'm not going to give you a pick there because that's a complete crapshoot. Same thing for, actually, Atlanta Clippers. The obvious pick is the Clippers, so go with the Clippers. Depending on the line, take them on the money line if it's double digits. Now, to my favorite sport, hockey. All right, guys, tonight on tap, we got the Rangers in Carolina. Rangers favored by 110. After the Rangers just trading Callahan to pick up St. Louis, Tampa Bay lost yesterday and New York didn't play. Did New York play the other night? Yeah, they did and they lost. So, seeing that this big, like, trade went on, Rangers did kill him in the last time they played. Seeing the Rangers are missing Zuccarello, could that be a big factor? I don't think so. Being in Carolina, Rangers are fighting to hold a playoff spot. Odds are Carolina plus the 1.5. If Carolina's plus a 1.5, minus 300, take Carolina plus the 1.5. If not, Rangers on the money line. You know what, guys? Straight out, Carolina plus a 1.5, 4 units, do it. Buffalo, Florida. Florida just gave up Tim Thomas, picked up Roberto Luongo, and now Buffalo is standing on their head now after giving away Miller, Molson, Vanek, The list goes on with Buffalo. Also, Florida's made a lot of trades recently. Florida's minus 168. I would say let's do Florida for 2 units. Yeah, Florida for 2 units. Do it, guys. Next, we've got New Jersey and Detroit. Detroit's minus 126 at home to the Devils. Last time they played, Devils beat them. But Detroit's a funny team, guys. So, New Jersey's going to be plus a goal and a half. Marty Brodeur's still in New Jersey. So, I would say let's do New Jersey plus... Yeah, New Jersey plus a goal and a half. 3 units, do it. Calgary and the New York Islanders. Calgary was looking to trade Mike Camilleri. Calgary's at home favorite, minus 152. That's a bit iffy, guys. I would say let's do... Actually, no, let's look at their streaks. Calgary won the last one. Calgary won the last game. New York Islanders have lost the last game they've played, and Calgary has won the last one. So I'm going to go with the streak. I'm going to say Calgary, 2 units, straight out, money line, do it. Minus 152. Pittsburgh, Anaheim. So Pittsburgh was up 2-0 to San Jose last night, and they blew it. I had a lot of money on that game. Let's not even go there. But I had San Jose, so it was all good. But Pittsburgh, Anaheim. Anaheim coming off of beating Montreal. Now they're playing Pittsburgh. Both teams, actually, no, Anaheim's had the rest. Anaheim is 24-5-2 at home. So I would do Anaheim 5 units straight out on the money line. That looks like a good one. That looks like the best pick on the board tonight, guys. All right, now Saturday picks. Habs in San Jose. I'm a Habs fan, but you know what I got to say, guys? San Jose on the money line, Habs plus a goal and a half. So both plays, San Jose, if you're going to take them on the money line, I'd say it's a 2-unit play. Montreal plus a goal and a half, 4 units, only reason because of the juice. So Habs plus a goal and a half, 4 units. San Jose, money line, 2 units, do it. St. Louis, Colorado, both teams are complete powerhouses. Miller's in St. Louis. McKinnon just broke Gretzky's record for 13 points. That kid's going to go for another point in that game. 3 o'clock start in Colorado. I would say Colorado on the money line. 3 units. Do it, guys. Let's make some cash. What else do we got? We've got Ottawa, Winnipeg. All right. Winnipeg, Ottawa. Sorry, guys. These are all Saturday picks from the Habs San Jose. So it was just in case I didn't say that. Ottawa, Winnipeg. Battle of Canada, pretty much. They're in Winnipeg. Winnipeg with Paul Maurice has been doing well since they got a new coach. I guess you can say, my opinion, I would go with Ottawa, my gut's saying, because they won the last one. But something tells me because Winnipeg's at home, I say Winnipeg for 3 units, do it. It just tells me that Winnipeg should come out strong in this one. Now, we've got Carolina and New Jersey. Carolina playing back-to-back nights. New Jersey playing back-to-back nights. That's tough. They're in New Jersey. Marty's still staying in New Jersey. Like I said, Jersey beat him on the last one. Carolina coming off. Who's played the harder game? It's Carolina playing the harder game. Actually, no, it's Detroit playing the harder. New Jersey playing the harder game because they played Detroit. So, go with the team that played the harder game. New Jersey, 3 units. Money line, do it. Boston, Tampa Bay. So, we got Boston winning the last game 3-0. Boston being second in the East. Tampa dropping the seventh in the East. Boston's pretty much clinched a playoff spot with a record of 40-17-5. Breaking this game down, I can't see no reason why Boston can't lose this, but I got that feeling that Tampa, with picking up Callahan, could come out flying, knowing that they're trying to in a hunt for a playoff spot. Boston might play a little laid back because they've got that room to lose. So in this one, I say Tampa, because they're at home, Tampa, 5 units, money line, do it. And now we got the Leafs and Flyers. The Leafs fighting for a playoff spot. Flyers fighting for a playoff spot. Fourth and fifth in the East. Leafs with the higher position. Both teams with about the same record. Leafs win the last one 3-1. Obviously, they're both... Bolin's still out for the Leafs. Emery's... Chris Pronger's still out for Philadelphia. He's not coming back anytime soon. So both teams are basically healthy, other than Bolin. I'm thinking under-over in this one, guys. Let's take the over 5 for 4 units in this game. So I'm not going to touch the team. Let's do the over 5 units. Over for 5 units, 5 goals. Yeah, I said that wrong. The over 5 for for 5 units. Do it. Yeah. Anyways, Phoenix, Washington. We still got 4 games, guys. Phoenix, Washington. Phoenix winning the last one 4-3. Washington being at home. Both teams fighting for a spot in the playoffs. Both teams are not out. Phoenix looks like the better team. Washington trading E-Rat. And Phoenix picking up E-Rat. Funny enough. Could E-Rat make a difference? Probably not. But what can we do? What can we do? I'm thinking let's do Phoenix. Phoenix for 2 units, money line. Looks good. Looks good. Columbus, Nashville. This game, I don't even want to get into it. Nashville winning 4-0 in the last one. Nashville being at home. In my opinion, Nashville the better team, even though they have a crappier record. But let's do Nashville for 2 units straight out on the money line. That game I'm not going to get into. Minnesota, Dallas. Dallas picking up Timmy Thomas. Could that make them better? Boop. Last time they played 4-0. Dallas, I think, won the last game yesterday 5-0, I think. So Timmy Thomas is hot right now. I'm going to go with Timmy Thomas. 5 units, Dallas money line. Next, last game. Calgary, Vancouver. Vancouver winning the last one 3-2. Vancouver being at home. We got Vancouver 11th in the West, 13th in the West for Calgary. Camilleri wanted to be traded, wasn't traded. Vancouver, Kessler was going to be traded, wasn't traded. Edler was about to be traded, wasn't traded. So now, could Camilleri be pissed? Edler and Kessler be pissed? But who knows? This one, guys, I think with Lack and net. Guys, do the over 5 for 4 units in this one. Over 5 for 4 units, do it. And that's basically it. So that pretty much wraps up this podcast. But, guys, feel free to follow me. Want to follow my picks? You can follow my picks. This is just, I basically do this for fun. But when we get more, obviously when more sports open up, baseball is going to be a lot easier to do for me. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Baseball, I can almost call it just by looking at the game. Because they play every day. But these sports are a bit tougher. But you know what, guys? That basically concludes my podcast. So feel free to follow me on podbean.com. Also, I'm available on the iTunes store. And yeah, so guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, because I do a lot of YouTube videos. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll see you next week. Good luck, guys. Let's bring in some money.